I'm Krista Wessel. This is On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5 o'clock on All Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians in our community. And today, we'll meet 17-year-old singer Iris Cohn. Iris is just wrapping up her junior year at St. Mary's Academy. And though in this recording we're hearing her sing solo, that is definitely not her primary interest. Iris sings with a number of different ensembles, including the Pacific Youth Choir. She loves singing with other people. In fact, during the course of today's episode, you will hear Iris use one word over and over again. That word is connection. Iris is all about connecting with people through music. And though singing is central to who she is today, I was fascinated by the fact that you started on violin.
Yeah.
And from a pretty young age, right?
Yeah, I was little. I just kind of woke up one day and I was like, Mom, I need to start playing the violin.
Do you know where that came from?
No, I have no idea. I mean, I think I listened to a lot of music as a kid, like classical music and other stuff too. But I don't know where the violin thing came from. My mom played as a kid, but she wasn't that into it. And she just played for a while.
And were you pretty good at it?
I was fine. I don't know. I played for a really long time and I loved doing it, but it was never something that I was like, this is a part of me. And like, I felt like it was a part of me, but I don't know. It wasn't a connection that I felt as strongly with until I started singing. There's just something so cool about having the music come from within you, and like it's not an instrument, and there's something that I find so interesting about how everyone is like finding the pitches based off of each other, and like everything is so like driven by feeling, which I think is really cool, and I really like that. Just like hearing everything all around me and hearing it come together, it's just a really different experience than playing in an orchestra for me.
So you did play in an orchestra?
I did, yeah. I played in MYS for a while. I wasn't really that great, but I played in MYS for a while and it was fun, but it's just a different feeling. And it's a really special type of connection that I think is unique. And I think it comes from singing together and like having that feeling and that connection together. My favorite part about music is having multiple things come together. And like, I like solo singing, but it's not so much as my thing because I really like connection. Like that's what I really love about life, honestly, but specifically music, everyone's coming together.
Well, you just said so many things that I want
yeah,
to follow up
was
on. When you said that solo singing is not your favorite, that's interesting to me because it seems like a lot of people who love singing want to go on and pursue, okay, maybe a solo career, maybe, you know, stand in the spotlight, but
yeah,
maybe
that's
not you.
Not so much my thing. And I respect that is a lot of people's, like, what they really want to do, but I don't know. I like solo singing and I like that feeling and I really do like performing a lot. But what I really love about music is seeing how things come together and seeing how things work together. And that's why I really like small ensemble singing. I love that. I had a little trio. We competed at state last week. We got second for the second year in a row, which is really cool. Thanks. It's a trio of PYC singers and St. Mary's singers. So we're like in both, which is really fun. And I like to see how things work together. And I really like seeing that in music.
A minute ago, you said one of your favorite things about music and about life is connection.
That word.
Tell me about that word.
I really like people, and I really like understanding people and like hearing people's stories and knowing why people are a certain way. And I just really like connecting with people, and I really like hearing people's stories, and I like working with people a lot.
Is that going to manifest somehow into your future career?
Yeah, I definitely want to teach in some aspect, and I can see myself teaching music for sure. I also, outdoor school is really important to me. That's a really special place for me, and that's where I've discovered my love of teaching, and then at St. Mary's and PYC, like a really strong love of music, and I could see those two things coming together. But I know I want to work with people and music, so both of those things together.
Iris Connection Cone.
Connection, am I right? That's pretty good. I like puns a lot too.
Well, I can totally see it in your face, yeah. in your eyes. Like you, yeah, you love people.
I do.
I mean,
I
you've been looking me right in the eye
yeah.
for most of our chat, which I love because not that many people do that. So I can
yeah.
tell.
Connection. I like eye contact. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. For those who aren't aware, can you tell me about Outdoor School?
Yeah, totally. So Outdoor School is a program for 6th graders and 5th graders in other parts of the state where student leaders, which are high schoolers that volunteer, and staff work together to teach environmental education and like ecology, natural resources type things in an outdoor setting to kids from all over Oregon. We're trying to make it so every 6th grader in Oregon can attend an outdoor school program.
So 5th and 6th graders mm-hmm. go, you said for a week?
Yeah, for a week.
Go live in the woods?
Yes.
What?
Yes. You go live in the woods and you participate in something called field study. And there are 4 field studies. There's water, plants, soil, and animals. And they stay in cabins with kids from their school and from other schools too, and student leaders. And it's a really cool experience because for some kids, they've never like been away from home and they've never been outside for that length of time. And it's a really special thing to see those connections develop and see changes in people throughout the week.
Yeah. So describe your experience in outdoor school.
Yeah.
What did it do for you? How did it change you?
Well, I definitely I discovered my love of teaching and my love of like working with people because it's a lot of, I mean, obviously you work with people a lot when you're volunteering at outdoor school. And it's just kind of made me think about like how much we impact everything that we do with the environment and also with people and like how everything, like every choice that you make should be intentional. So you're like contributing positively to everything around you. And it's just made me think a lot about people and the world. And I really am grateful for that.
So you're wrapping up your junior year now.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be a senior
yes.
next year.
Yes.
You mentioned music theory.
Yeah.
You took your first music theory
yeah.
class.
Yeah. I mean, I had music theory like sprinkled throughout my violin life, but it was my first real music theory class. And it was so fun. Like, I had no idea how into it I would get, but it was really fun. And I'm not super great at math or anything. Like, that's not my thing. But I just found that the way that music works and, like, the way that it all fits together is so cool. And it's so interesting. And for our final project in that class, we could either arrange a piece, like a choral arrangement, or write our own song. And I arranged, like, a song by the band The Fleet Foxes for women's choir, and it was so fun. And I really, really enjoy music theory now. And I'm taking advanced music theory next year.
Wow.
It works in my schedule. Yeah, it was really cool.
I've never seen anybody so excited about music theory, Iris.
I love it.
So what was the big revelation? I mean, it sounds like you love it and you like seeing how everything fits together,
yeah.
but it was like a specific thing. You're like, whoa.
I guess when we started moving on to like intervals and the way that why everything works and like how different pitches come together to make a sound that's pleasing and like why tritones sound weird, and I don't know, that whole thing was so interesting to me. And my sophomore year for my world history class, I wrote a research paper about ancient Greek music, and a little bit of that was music theory with like ancient Greek music theory, and then learning how similar it is to music theory now, and I don't know, it was also cool. So yeah.
Okay, you
so
mentioned
cool.
that you arranged a Fleet Foxes
yeah.
tune. I barely know who they are.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, a rock band.
Yeah,
basically,
yeah, yeah.
Right? Are you into pop music more than classical music, or is
no? I mean, I'm not really into like, I don't know. I grew up on a lot of like Simon and Garfunkel and Joni Mitchell, and like I love
oh.
that. That's my favorite, and classical music too. So both of those two things are kind of my favorite. So.
That is 17-year-old singer Iris Cohn here performing with the Pacific Youth Choir. Support for On Deck with Young Musicians comes from YMA, Young Musicians and Artists, offering a residential summer arts camp at Salem's Willamette University with programs in music, theater, visual arts, dance, and creative writing, as well as a built-in leadership training program and memories to last a lifetime. There is more information online at ymainc.org. Iris Cohn is just wrapping up her junior year of high school, and I'm loving the enthusiasm in her voice as she talks about the connections she's made through music. Those very connections turned out to be her saving grace recently as she faced the biggest challenge of her young life. Late last year, her father died unexpectedly.
It was really sudden. It was at the beginning of December. And it was super shocking. And the rest of that month, like, I didn't go to school for the last 2 weeks of school in December. And I'm a person that, like, really likes to be busy and, like, involving myself in lots of different things. And I love school and I love being at rehearsal and all of those aspects of my life. And being at home was super hard. It was super necessary, but, like, it was really hard for me. And the chamber choir in PYC, they wrote me a letter that was really sweet. And they, like, all signed it and wrote little notes to me. And then I didn't know if I was going to be able to go to our winter concert. Like, I didn't know if I was up for it.
And did you have a solo?
Yeah, I had a solo on a song, I Wonder As I Wander by John Rutter. And it's kind of like a sad song anyway, so I wasn't sure if I was going to be up for the whole thing. But I went, and I'm really glad I went. And I went to the dress rehearsal, and it was like, that's when I started to feel more normal again, was when I started doing things. And I remember I went to our last Marian's performance, which is the St. Mary's choir. And we sang at United Square. It's just like a little caroling gig. And I remember going to that and I felt so much better when I was like thought that whole group of people that are really important and supportive to me and singing with those really special people definitely helped me a lot. And just, I don't know, the care and compassion that people extended to me, especially from those two circles of my life, was really special. And getting to sing with them again was really special too. So,
you know, you were talking earlier about how music has provided you a sense of connection. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine after your father's passing, when you had to disconnect and grieve and be with your family and whatnot, that coming together again.
Absolutely. I definitely, yeah. I love those people a lot, and it was really good.
You sang the solo in that concert?
I was, like, kind of nervous about it because I hadn't been in any rehearsals and I was still feeling, like, super shaky and not awesome. But I did it, and I felt, like, closer to my dad in that moment a little bit because he really loved music and that whole side of me, too. So
I imagine it must have been difficult, too.
It was hard, but it was worth it. I felt a lot better after I had gone, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you've continued singing, throwing your heart into it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just find, like, obviously it's okay to be sad, and, like, I definitely have days where I'm still really sad and just kind of in shock, but it's just like, if you're not living to the fullest, I feel like my dad would have wanted that more of, like, staying involved in what I was doing and still caring about the things that I love. So trying to do that.
Was he instrumental in your music development?
Yeah, he wasn't a musician. He played accordion for a few years when he was a kid, and it was really not his thing. but, like, he was definitely really supportive of that aspect of my life and drove me to a lot of late-night rehearsals. And he was just, like, very supportive and very involved in that side of me. I can't imagine, like, not being involved in music and not singing, and I definitely... Like, I have a lot of different things that I'm passionate about, but right now what I'm thinking about for college is double majoring in music or music ed, and then either, like, psychology or sociology or environmental science. So those are the big things right now.
I
definitely want to keep doing music, whether that's in, like, a teaching capacity or continuing to sing. But I really do see that as part of my life. I can't imagine it not being a part of my life after high school, for sure. So.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way.
That is 17-year-old Iris Cohn. Hers is the solo voice beginning this song in performance with the Pacific Youth Choir Chamber Choir. Iris Cohn, an amazing young woman. I'm Krista Wessel, and this has been On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5, we celebrate young musicians in our community. And I want you to know that every single episode of On Deck has been permanently archived at the All Classical Portland website. To listen to this episode again or any of the others that came before it, just head to allclassical.org, click Programs, and then On Deck. And please do feel free to contact me with feedback about this program by email at Krista, that's C-H-R-I-S-T-A, at allclassical.org. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope to see you on deck again next Saturday.
The starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go.